time of year again, and I'm just preparing our Christmas cake, and I am actually a bit late, but at least I'm getting on with it, which is great news. I learned this new trick, and it's probably really old hat to you guys, but for me it's an amazing revelation that I don't actually have to wait 24 hours for my fruit to soak up the brandy and orange juice. And instead I put all the dried fruit and peel in a bowl with the orange juice and brandy and lemon and orange zest. I cover it with tin foil and I put it in the bottom of the aga for a good half an hour. Let me just have a little look. And out it pops. Take off the tin foil. And yeah, it's gorgeous. All the fruit now, all the dried fruit, has plumped up, soaked up all the brandy, and it's ready to roll. It just smells gorgeous. Better let it cool down a bit first, though. That's lovely. Fantastic. There's one thing that winds me up massively about Christmas is how early it seems to be pushed. And each year it just seems to get earlier and earlier. And it's just amazing. I even had an email from Waitrose urging me to reserve my turkey. And that was last week, which was September. September! I mean, how stupid is that? It's crazy. But my one concession to this ramped up, neck-breaking, pound-stretching race towards Christmas is to break our Christmas cake. And after all, I do need to leave enough time to feed it the required amount of brandy, which renders it moist and rich and probably heavily alcohol dependent, but it does taste very good. And the smells are so evocative at the moment in this kitchen. And the licky spoon this year is mine, all mine.